You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Williams, Edwards, Caruso, Bridges, and GG Jackson all on the outside looking in. Who will be my favorites? My top five plays for today. It is Wednesday, March 27th. We're talking DraftKings and we're doing it after this. But first, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, hit the notification bell so you know when everything goes live. Follow me on Twitter at Josh Engelman. And then the biggest thing you could do is sign up at Stochastic. Baseball kicking off tomorrow. We've got everything you need on the DFS side. NBA, not going anywhere. We've got everything you need on the DFS side. Don't let it stop there. MMA, PGA, NASCAR, and more. NHL as well. Almost forgot. Links in the description for weekly packages and monthly packages. Whatever you need in DFS, we have you covered. First up at number five, I have Bogdan Bogdanovic. He's shooting guard, small forward, eligible, 6,500, projected for 34.5. The goal is 43. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. I went 33 minutes, could conceivably play more in a competitive matchup, but they are 11-point favorites here. And we do have DeJounte Murray. Questionable. If he's out, Bogdanovic looks even better, but still, a fantasy point per minute, 19 points, 4 assists, 3 boards, a stock and a half, and the best positional eligibility you could have. Corey Kispert in at number 4, small forward, power forward eligible, 5,400, projected for 27. The goal is 37. He's in the winning lineup 19% of the time. I went 33 minutes for Kispert. He's just starting, playing big minutes. They don't have a choice. They're missing quite a bit of players at this point. They're only 3.5-point dogs at home today. It is a bit of a pace-down spot against Brooklyn, but you're just hoping for the scoring. You're looking for the threes to fall. 16 points on 18% usage, 3.5 boards, 2 assists, and a stock. It's going to be around a 0.8 guy. But again, you get an MPE. We don't have a ton of value on this slate yet, so the mid-range looks better. Santi Aldama in at number 3, power forward center, eligible 6,400, projected for 34.5. The goal is 43. He's in the winning lineup 21% of the time. This is a big-time pace-up spot against the Lakers. Not to mention the Lakers are coming off of a double OT game yesterday. We have no idea what the status is going to be. But I like Santi Aldama if everybody's in. They're going to look even better if some of these guys for the Lakers are out. 32 minutes, over a fantasy point per minute. 15 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. 2 stocks. Lock this dude in at power forward. And if we happen to get AD out or LeBron out or both out, this looks so much better. Dante DiVincenzo in at number 2, coming off an absolute smash last time. Shooting guard, small forward eligible here. 6,900, projected 39. The goal is 45. He's in the winning lineup 27% of the time. Taking on a Toronto team that is dreadful defensively and doesn't exactly play slow either. They're middle of the pack. He's over a fantasy point per minute. He's playing 36 minutes a night, 21 points, 5.5 boards, 3.5 assists, and 2 stocks. We saw him get up tons of threes, and everything was falling. This feels like a spot where it could happen again. Finally, my number one contender is Miles McBride. He's point guard, shooting guard, eligible, 5,600, projected for 29. The goal is 39. He's in the winning lineup 30% of the time. I got him in for 42 minutes. He plays 40-plus every night, and he's almost certainly going to play 40-plus if Alec Burks is out again. 14.5 points, 3.5 boards, 3.5 assists, and a steal. Is he a good per-minute guy? No. Does the matchup help a lot? Yeah. Is this a minutes play and a mid-tier play at the start of the day? It is. But Miles McBride right now is my number one contender. Alrighty, folks, that will do it. Those are my NBA DFS contenders on DraftKings for Wednesday, March 27th. FanDuel version is around here somewhere, so check it out. Good luck, everybody. Win some money. We're back again tomorrow morning for another edition of The Contenders.